She put her cousin behind the wheel.
You allowed her to drive the car for 6 months.
But trouble.
She got the car impounded. She was driving on a suspended license.
Was just around the corner.
You have no license, you're not allowed to drive a car.
Right.
So?
So I drove anyway.
And?
And the car got into the impound.
I want to know what you want from me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Janelle Henry is suing her cousin, Sakia Sims, for the value of a 1998 Chevy Cavalier and impound fees.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 577 on the calendar, Your Honor, in the matter of Henry versus Sims.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Miss Henry, is this your cousin?
Yes.
This is some convoluted car business that, quite frankly, I try to understand. But you're going to explain to me why you think she owes you money for some convoluted car sale. Go ahead.
Okay. In the summer of 2008, my vehicle was towed due to street sweeping. My cousin, she was venting to my mother.
She contacted her,
venting, stating that she didn't have a vehicle or any forms of transportation.
When in 2008?
It was about July. In July, she contacted her, stating that she didn't have any forms of...
That's hearsay. I'm not interested in what she told anybody else.
Okay.
I'm interested in what you and the defendant discussed and what happened.
What happened was, I said to her that the vehicle was impounded. She agreed that she would get the car out of impound. I did allow her to borrow the vehicle in the meantime.
Okay. According to you, she picked up the car in July of 2008. How much did you pay?
$650. To get the car out of impound and $75 to get it released from the sheriff's department.
And how long did you have the car?
1 to 2 months.
Till September of 2008?
Yes.
That's not true, Your Honor. She got stopped by the police officer 8/27 of 2008 due to her placing false
So she had license. The car for 1 month?
Correct. She had
All right. Great. So she had the car for 1 month. And go ahead.
Okay, when she got stopped by the sheriff, the original reason for pulling her over is she placed false information, false license plates.
Car was impounded. I'm still trying to figure out what you want from me.
What I want is my total fee that she owes. The impound fee, she got the car impounded. She was driving on a suspended license.
When were you notified, either by the police or the defendant, that the car was impounded?
Well, the defendant never notified me. I was notified by the impound around the beginning of September of 2008.
So shortly after it was impounded?
Correct.
So what did you do when you found out that the car was impounded? Now, the car is registered, I assume, to you.
Yes, it is.
And what you told me in your complaint was... You allowed her to drive the car for 6 months. So you knew she wasn't driving the car for 6 months because within a short period of time, you were notified that the car was in impound.
It wasn't a short period of time.
Yes, it was. It was within a month.
Yeah, it was within a month.
It was within a month.
But when I went to get the vehicle out of impound, they would not allow me to because she had a 30-day hold on the vehicle due to her driving on a suspended license due to her changing a license plate.
Listen to me. So let's say there was a 30-day hold.
There was a 30-day hold on the vehicle.
30-day hold from August to September. What did you do? Okay. You're following me?
Yes.
We're not playing with each other. I know exactly what it's about. So you did nothing until you got a collection letter.
No, I went to the impound to get the car out of impound.
They said there's a 30-day hold on it because somebody was driving the car with a suspended license and with bad tags. So all you have to do is you have to go back if you want this car 31 days later. But you did not go back.
Well, 31 days later, it was up to $2,000-something. I didn't have the funds for that. So Kia, I contacted her and she stated that she would pay.
Explain to me how she got your car out of impound for $650 when it was your fault, and later you didn't get the car out of impound 31 days later, because it was thousands of dollars.
I did try to get the vehicle out of impound. The only reason why I couldn't is because she was driving on a suspended license.
I heard that already. I'm talking 31 days after they got the car at impound. If I believe that, 31 days later, the car could have been taken out of impound, or you could have tried to get it out before. But 31 days later, you chose not to do that.
It's not my responsibility to get it out. She had the vehicle impounded.
Well, you had your vehicle impounded, that she got it out.
But she wanted to get the vehicle. She wanted the vehicle.
You understand where we're going. Are they going to garnish your salary? Is that what happened?
That's
what the collection agency said. They're going to garnish your salary because you may want to write this car off.
Mm-hmm.
But the towing company's not going to let you write it off, and the impound's not going to let you write it off. So when they notified you half a year or more later, you kept ignoring them, then you got stuck where they're going to garnish your salary. So now
I didn't continue to ignore them. I kept calling her. She stated that she was going to pay the bill. She agreed that she was going to pay it, and she said that it was her fault. She did not pay the bill. She said that it was her fault.
Mm-hmm. How much did you settle with them for?
I settled with the collection agency for $1,100, and here's the receipt that is paid in full.
Now, you're suing up for $2,600. That's blue book value for the car plus what you paid to the collection agency. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that.
Okay.
I mean, you just woke up from 2008 and figured this was a good time to sue her in 2010?
No, I was waiting on her to pay the bill.
No, you were waiting for the collection agency to maybe not find you.
No, I have a lot
now, let me hear your story.
I came to Francis.
Make sure I get a legitimate story from you.
You will.
All right. Because I'm not getting a legitimate story from her.
Okay.
This six-month baloney that she agreed to let you drive the car for 6 months, this car that she no longer wanted, is not something that I buy.
Right.
All right. So what your defense is that she sold you the car, you paid the impound fees to get it out, and then the car was going to be yours.
Right.
Yeah, and?
And I got pulled over, and I got pulled over for no license.
No, you had a license plate on the car. That's false.
Go ahead.
I got pulled over initially because the cop said that the plate.
Don't tell me what the cop said.
Okay, I got pulled over driving on.
Did you have a Did you have a driver's license?
No, I did not.
So what are you doing driving a car?
Looking for employment.
You can't do that.
At 8 o'clock at night.
You can't do that. I don't care where you were going. You have no license. You're not allowed to drive a car.
Right.
So.
So I drove anyway.
And.
And I got pulled over and.
And.
And the car got into the impound.
And?
That's it.
And she gave information to a peace officer.
Just a second. You want me to dismiss your whole claim, not just the $1,100? I'm almost there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You know that she's been in so much trouble. You know that?
I'm saying she gets in trouble physically. She fights and she gets in trouble physically.
Why in the world would you let her take your car out of impound? It's ridiculous.
And later today.
Because he had started taking testosterone pills.
You have to stop, Miss Norman. Is your life more peaceful now, Mr. McCracken?
A lot. Yes, ma'am.
I got it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Janelle Henry claims her cousin, Zakiya Sims, owes for the value of a 1998 Chevy Cavalier and for impound fees.
I mean, I understand why you're here. I understand that the only reason you're here is because the collection agency caught up with you. And I assume you're a working lady and they were going to garnish your salary. Do you work?
I work every single day.
And you don't want your salary garnished, so, and you don't want whatever credit you have destroyed.
Correct.
So you paid them.
And it was placed on my credit report.
Of course it was. Well, then you don't let somebody who doesn't have a license have your car.
Well, she stated that she had a license just
then
like she lied to the peace
look
officer.
At it. Then you look at it. You look
we can
at
look at it. Is she can pay for abstracts. She pays for abstracts to get her license because she has so many tickets. She's been into so much trouble.
Just a
and
second.
And then if she doesn't pay her bill.
Just 1 second, ma'am. You know that she's been in so much trouble and she's gotten so many tickets? You know that?
This is what her mother states.
Well, then why in the world would you let her take your car out of impound?
She gets in trouble physically.
Why in the world would you let her take your car out of impound? It's ridiculous. You owe her $1,100. That's what your stupidity cost her, $1,100 in bad credit.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment of the plaintiff in the amount of $1,100. And I'm telling you right now, what you did was ignore it, until they caught up with you.
No, I get it. They contacted me every day on the telephone.
Not until they put it to collections, and not until they were going to take it out of your pay did you decide
they
to wait.
They already put it to collections the very first day.
Yeah, goodbye.
No, I should Let's be go. Suing you, the person that needs to be
Bodies
sued.
Are excused.
No, I
don't. You may step yeah, you out. Do. Quiet, please.
And that's why I got my money.
She has the attitude problem, and she needs to be having it with her mom.
I don't care about her at all, period.
Not with me.
And it is what it is.
Don't trust family members.
Never, ever, ever do something like this again.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of McCrickard versus Norman. Step forward.
Brian McCrickard is suing his ex-girlfriend, Jennifer Norman, for rent, a vet bill, and the return of furniture.
Mr. McCrickard, you and the defendant were in a relationship. You moved into a house that you purchased in your name.
Yes.
According to you, the agreement was that Ms. Norman would pay expenses, would pay rent. You broke up, she left. You claim she owes you some money for rent, and she took some property that belongs to you. And in addition to that, there was some vet bill that she should have been responsible for,
yes.
which you paid. Miss Norman denies she owes you any money. As a matter of fact, she says you owe her for all the furniture that was in the house that she purchased on her credit card at your request. She now has the furniture because she took it all with her.
Correct.
And she wants you to pay for it. That's not happening.
Well,
I'm just letting you know that that's not happening. You don't get to keep the furniture and he pays for it. Wouldn't that be ridiculous?
No, actually, it wouldn't be ridiculous because I wouldn't have bought the furniture if he said he wouldn't have helped me pay for it
then
and I got the furniture.
It, then you should have left it there.
So he could destroy it. He said if I left then, it, he would destroy it.
Your
then
Honor.
You should.
And then I'd have to pay for it.
Well, you're paying for it anyway, Ms. Norman. Listen to me carefully. You're paying for it anyway, but then you would have at least had a reasonable lawsuit if he had the furniture, your credit card, you paid for the furniture, that would have been unjust. But the fact is, when you moved out, and you moved out when?
December the 7th.
You took the furniture with you.
That's right, because I didn't want it to get destroyed, because
Good.
It's still
then
in my name, and I still have to pay for it.
Good, then you pay for it, and you keep it, and you enjoy it. Now, let's get to some of this nonsense that you're suing her for.
Yes, ma'am.
You bought a house. You have a mortgage.
Yes.
How much is your mortgage?
$1,320 a month.
She moved out in December.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you claim she owes you for rent?
She owes $650 for rent.
For what month?
For November 1st to December 1st.
Now, what months did she pay?
She paid $400 from October to November, which was $250 short, which was supposed to go to a vet bill for the dog, but she never did pay, which I ended up paying. And
we never
she never
did
paid.
Have an agreement.
I don't want to hear you.
Okay.
Until it's your turn.
And she never paid for the month of November to December.
Now, what happened in December?
In December, it was decided that we were going to break up. This was...
Had you discussed that in November?
We discussed that from November 29th to December 1st is when all this occurred. That's when the decision was made that we were going to split up.
Tell me under what circumstances she left.
We had a conversation on December 5th, which was a Saturday. I came home and she was packing boxes of her personal items.
That didn't come as a surprise to you that she was packing.
No, not at all. No, not, it has nothing to do with the packing. I offered to help her move, told her, you know, take your time. She knew she had 30 days to get out. She even stated that the law said that. I told her, take her time. You know, you don't have to move immediately, but if you do stay, you're still going to have to pay rent for the months that you live here. I offered also, I wanted to be there.
Let me ask you this question. You gave her notice, which meant you told her you wanted her out.
Yes.
When did you give her notice?
When we broke up on...
When...
Listen, December 1st was when we broke up, and I told her I wanted, that she had to move out.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
And all that was missing.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe you.
Well, that's too bad, because I didn't take it.
That's too bad. Well, somebody else. The pots and pans fairy took.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brian McCrickard says ex-girlfriend Jennifer Norman owes for rent, a vet bill, and the return of property. Jennifer is countersuing for the cost of home furnishings and moving expenses.
Now, just for my own information, Mr. McCracken, when you moved in, your credit was a little tight. You had no problem getting a mortgage.
Yes.
Did Miss Norman put the furniture on her credit card?
She put the furniture in her
Don't
name.
Don't look down. The answer is either yes or no.
The furniture was put in her name, yes.
I didn't ask you if it was put in her name. Was it put on her credit card?
She opened up a line of credit in the store.
Was the furniture purchased on her credit?
Yes.
Who is currently paying for the furniture?
Currently now?
Currently now?
Not me. She is.
How much furniture was purchased?
There was a sofa, two televisions, a dresser, and I believe that was it.
Sofa, two TVs, and a dresser. Anything else, Ms. Norman?
Yes, there was surround sound. There was an iPod.
Just a second. Surround sound?
Mm-hmm. An iPod.
Oh, you have the iPod. I'm not interested in the iPod, but I said furniture.
That was everything that was purchased on the credit card, on my credit, everything.
Okay, fine. And where are you living now?
With my grandparents.
And where is the sofa?
The sofa is in a storage room in our house, not being used.
Where are the two TVs?
The one TV is in storage in another room, and the other TV is in my bedroom, and I have been paying for all of that since August.
Good. Well, you're going to keep it, and you're going to continue to pay for it. What else do you think she owes you for?
I'm also suing for the cost. I paid $250 for a dog that we had purchased and also $246 for the surgery. The dog was actually purchased to be both of ours.
And?
And she put it in her name behind my back. I had no idea. And she took the dog with her.
And?
And I'm suing for the cost of the surgery, which was supposed to be paid for by her.
That's not happening. What else?
Also, for a credit card bill, was a $4,164 bill that was purchased using for stuff for the house, any household items. This was not furniture. This was not anything to do with the TV and everything.
Just a second.
Yes.
$4,165, you're talking about for pots and pans and dishes
for
and
everything.
Towels and
that,
everything else?
I had nothing, Your Honor. Yes.
Listen to me. Where is that stuff?
She took it with her.
No, ma'am, I did not.
Just a second. She told me she only took two TVs, a dresser, sofa, and surround sound.
That's not true. I actually have pictures of the house when I came home, the contents that was left in it.
I'd like to see it.
Yes. The house, when I came home, I was trash-strung from the living room to the kitchen. My room was a mess.
Our other dog had gotten out of his crate. It got into the garbage and put everything all over the floor when I went to bring
McCracken,
the house key back.
Mr. Yes. McCracken, listen to me very carefully, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
What else did she take other than the surround sound, the sofa, the two TVs, and the dresser?
All the dishes were missing. There was no silverware.
Just a second.
Yes.
I want you to go slowly for me.
Yes.
All the dishes.
The silverware. There was no cleaning items,
Don't tell me cleaning items. I'm not interested in cleaning
pots
items.
Pots and pans were missing.
What about Mr. McCracken towels, sheets?
There was, most of the towels were missing. Bed sheets were taken. All the bed sheets that were on our bed were gone. There was no food in the refrigerator left. All the toilet paper was gone, everything. Yeah. It was just...
I'm talking about things.
Yes.
Dishes, silver, towels, bed sheets, pots and pans.
Yes.
And all that was missing.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe him.
Well, that's too bad, because I didn't take it.
That's too bad. Well, somebody else. The pots and pans fairy took it.
Why would I need pots and pans for at my grandparents' house when they already have pots
and
pans?
Because you were furious.
No, I'm not vindictive like him.
Okay.
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I wanted to get away from him because he had started taking testosterone pills.
You have to stop, Miss Norman.
Testosterone.
Is your life more peaceful now, Mr. McCracken?
A lot. Yes, ma'am.
I got it. I got it.
As you can see.
Judge Judy continues. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You have the bills for the items that were placed on your credit card?
I have the actual bank statement where the check was cashed. She stole all the receipts out of the house from the credit card bill.
All you have to do is ask the credit card company, sir, for a copy of it, and they'll be
more
than happy.
It's my credit card. It's her credit card.
If you speak out again, I'm going to rule in his favor. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
All I have, Your Honor, is the actual check where it was cashed for the amount, and then
check where what was cashed?
The personal check that I wrote for her credit card bill, the $4,164.76.
I don't know what that's for, sir.
That's for all the items that were purchased for the house, the pots and pans we're talking about, everything for the house that was purchased other than the furniture.
Other than the furniture?
Other than furniture, yes. The furniture was not a part of this check. That was a separate line of credit. This is all for, I had nothing living at home. I was coming fresh, so we had to buy everything from ground up, and that was all bought with this check right here.
Can I see it, please?
Yes, ma'am. And also, I have the bank statement where it came out of my bank.
I'd like to see that.
Yes.
Okay, so now this is my problem, sir. You're suing her for $3,828.
Yes.
And that includes rent, which I've denied already. The vet bill and the dog cost, which I've denied. That is included in this 3828. So what's this check for $4,164?
That is for all the household items that we have bought. I'm suing for half because I don't have the receipts to prove what is and what is not there. But like I said, all the stuff that was taken, I did list for you. And there was also other small items taken. So I just figured I would sue for half just to make it, you know, without the receipts, it's kind of hard to show exactly what is and what not there.
It's reasonable. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,400, because Mr. McCracken, I do believe that she probably backed up a truck and took everything, and I do believe she created this mess. And your counterclaim for the furniture is dismissed because you have it. That's all. Thank you very much.
Judges, I excuse you. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was not the guy that I met before. He had become very aggressive.
Things started changing. She became very conniving, very suspicious. I was going through all my stuff.
He had become very unpredictable and aggressive, mentally abusive.
I just, you know, that's not my style. You know, I like to be a little independent about things. And
very drop of a hat. His attitude just completely changed.
She became drinking more, threw a beer bottle at me one night. You know, she was just crazy.